When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to Castrol CarCast on Podcast One.
Hey guys, before we get started, let me tell you about Continental Belts. If you think of all the weird things that you find in cars, I'm not talking about French fries or melted crayons. I'm talking about live snakes, bizarre trinkets, stuff that makes you really wonder about folks. Well, another thing that you'll find are Continental Belts. I bet you didn't know that they're OE and millions of Chrysler, Dodge, Ford, BMW, VW, and GM vehicles. And Continental has launched their aftermarket multi-V belt with the OE pedigree. It's their OE technology series. These belts are fanatically engineered for perfect fit, form, and function for 98% of the vehicles on the road in the U.S. and Canada. So Continental OE technology series multi-V belts. These are the belts with the OE pedigree. To get the full story, go to oetechnologyseries.com. That's oetechnologyseries.com. All right, guys, welcome to CarCast. I'm Matt, the moderator, DeAndre. We got Bill Goldberg on the phone. Hey, Bill, how are you?
Yeah, jamming, man. Living in my gym.
Right on. CarCast is brought to you guys by Zybar for better engine performance, horsepower, fuel economy, and lower underhood temperatures. Zybar is an ultra-thin, high-temperature coating that reduces radiant heat by 90%. You can learn more at zycoat.com. You remember, you can put Zybar on, take heat off. It's Z-Y-C-O-A-T, zycoat.com. And Dodge, welcome back, guys. There's no better time to celebrate speed, power, and performance than during Dodge Performance Days. So hurry in and replace the new car smell with the smell of burnt rubber. Love it. All right. So we got a lot of things going on. There's some great news and stuff like that. But all this past week, the past few days, Twitter's been blown up saying that you're going to be wrestling again.
I gave you a good intro, man. I told you I was living in my gym.
Yeah.
There's a reason for it. Yeah. You know, I need some more cars, dude. That's all I got to say. So I had to succumb to the dark side and take on a one more match as of now. And, you know, man, hey, dude, 7 weeks out, I get a phone call. And, it is what it is. So you try to make the best of it and try to make it a best situation you can and look at the positives, look at the negatives, and make your decision and see what's important and, you know, yeah, just go from there. It's a cornucopia of lobotomizing going on, I got to tell you. But, you know, to make the decision to do it wasn't easy. But, I'm doing it.
Look, things happen sort of on two levels, right? And there's no point in making it a secret. Like, it's business is business, and with the right offer and the right of creativity and certainly the right amount of money, you can go back and go in and do it. And certainly from the fans' perspective, they love to see you go in there again, and to a point,
you know, you have to take into consideration, you know, wearing out your welcome and letting the new kids do their thing. And,
yeah,
you know, this is a different circumstance. So it's a show put on in Saudi Arabia. And, like I say, right now it's a one-off deal and it's a competitor that I, or an opponent that I couldn't refuse.
Okay.
And, there's a lot that goes into it. Gage and Wanda get to go to Saudi Arabia. Wanda's going to watch it from probably 200 yards away.
Yeah.
you get opportunities and you take everything into consideration. And hey, when was the last time you got an offer to go to Saudi Arabia?
Never, which is fantastic. And it's probably going to be a huge event, right? It's going to be a huge event.
And there are a lot of Mopar guys there. You know, I'm calling on all the Mopar guys to assemble.
All I think is Anchorman. He's like, news team, assemble.
Exactly.
He's banging the horn. So what do you do to prepare for going back? Like, here's the thing. It's like, you're always active. You're always running around and working on the cars and back and forth and on the ranch and doing stuff and in the gym. You've always keep yourself in good shape. And by the way, that's no small feat. There's a lot of wrestlers, due to injuries or just lifestyle changes, they don't keep themselves in good shape. They don't keep themselves healthy. You always do. But what's the process of getting ready for something like this? Because I know you always go 100%. There's no way you're going to say, all right, I'm going to sign on. I'm going to do this event. I'm going to dance around a little bit and, you know, I'll do it 80%. There's never been that for you.
Wish. Yeah. I mean, first and foremost, thank you for the compliments. You know, if you're going to do something, you got to do it right. You got to give 1,000% and do it better than anybody else. There's no reason to do anything if not.
Yeah.
If you don't have that attitude, as far as I'm concerned. So, you know, for me, and I was telling Gage this last night, it's not only just a physical transformation, but I have to start like turning green every day. You know, I mean, I have to have a mindset completely different than the one that I have right this second.
Yeah.
So it's a whole character buildup thing. You know, I take it as seriously as, you know, as I guess the most serious person can take it. I take a lot of pride in the character and myself and the representation of such and you know, man, I'm 52 years old. I mean, it's a conundrum just trying to figure out whether I should even, you know, consider it or not, whether I'm physically able or, you know, whether, you know, the welcome's worn out, you know, all that kind of stuff plays into it. But hey, I weighed those options and I'm full steam ahead. And the transformation is, like I say, it's not only physical, but it's mental. But as far as the physical aspect, you know, Jesus Christ, man. I mean, I've been eating as much as humanly possible every 2 to 3 hours, just like I did, you know, when I went back last time. I'm training, you know, 2 to 3 hours a day again also. So it's different when you're 52 and you got the injuries that I've accumulated, but, you know, you try to make the best with what you got. And, you know, I'm ready to put my head through a wall here soon. So,
So the opponent that you're going up against has, I guess, maybe not been announced yet. So we don't want to give it away, but you're right. I mean, you're 52 and I would imagine that the workout now is, I don't know, it seems like there's a lot more stretching involved first. stretching.
Yeah, you know, when to you avoid go to those injury. Senior citizen jazzercise classes, that's what they start out with. And that's pretty much the level that I'm at as far as age is concerned. But, you know, my workout's the same. I mean, I do this thing called the TRX. It's like a band system, not a rope, but it's a static. You can look it up, it's really good for range of motion and stretching. And, I've implemented it into my regimen for the past couple of years and it's terrific for what I'm about to embark on. And hey man, you just try to, I mean, I'm not reinventing the wheel. I used to be pretty decent at this and I'm just trying to get a little muscle memory back and a little psychology memory back and try to slip into that guy. And hey, call Austin and see his reaction. Hey man, how do you feel about getting back in the ring at 52? He'd laugh so hard, man.
Yeah. You know? Oh yeah.
And I did. I basically did too at the beginning. But you know, I'm taking it as an extreme compliment that 7 weeks out, 2 years far removed from retiring after retiring 13 years prior to that.
Yeah. I can't believe it's 2 years already. 2 years already. Just about 2 years. Yeah, you're right. Look, working out at 20 for me is way different than working out at 40. And right, the first 15, 20 minutes of me going to the gym a few days a week is stretching. Every morning for me is stretching. And that's without being a professional athlete like you guys have been in the past. And we're going to get into car stuff as well. I'm just fascinated by all of this because it's such a big it's a big thing. It's a big thing to do. Do you train – excuse me, getting over a cold, but you're 7 weeks out. Do you bring in a trainer or somebody to work with, or do you just hit your home gym and do it on your own?
Hell no. I mean, no. I'm you know, like I said, I'm 52. I've done this before. I don't need a trainer. But, you know, when I do my cardio, my Muay Thai, I go down to my gym, Extreme Power, my co-owned gym, and Ruben and I will get together and do our thing like we've done for 20 years. And right. It's a light switch you turn on and off, and you just get into training mode. And, you know, instead of an 8 week training camp, I got a four week training camp right now.
Right.
So, and then you got to weigh, well, hey, I got to gain weight. And so I can't do a lot of cardio again. And then I got to look at my opponent and then think what type of match that I'm going to have to embark upon. You know, am I going to need to be big or am I going to need to be more agile? So, it's a puzzle that I got to solve here pretty quick.
Right. And during the workout process, you can't hurt yourself. You've made a commitment.
No, because I'm already hurt so far going into it, you know. Well, so it's just, no, it's tough. Yeah, it's real tough. You know, pushing to a level that you know you have to push to grow and to get bigger and stronger, but not hurting yourself. So, I mean, that's where stretching comes in. That's where the right supplementation comes in. You know, everything. So, and knowledge is key, and balance and sleep and what you eat and everything plays into it, man. You know, it's a big deal. I'm going to slide up and do a workout or two with CT at his gym. And I'll probably call Austin and have him come down there and we'll have some fun. You should come down and train with us.
I'd love to. I'd love to come and check it out. I would love to come and check it out. You guys got to understand how physically taxing this is. Here's a question for you. How long is a typical match or a typical headline match? If they're going to bring you back, well, you know, there's some sort of like, hey, you need to be in the ring for a certain amount of time. How long roughly are we talking about? Do you need to be in there?
I'm the wrong guy to ask, dude, because remember when I made my comeback, my first match was a minute and 20 seconds.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I have a tendency to cut things short, but you know, for this grand stage and for what it is, I'm sure this will go much longer than that. So I just have to be prepared to pace myself. And, you know, it's not a sprint; it's a marathon.
It is, but now imagine. Let's say you're going to do 5 or 6 minutes. All right, we got Kalen in the booth. So Kalen, imagine. You're going to go and you're going to lift something very, very heavy. You're going to hit the gym. This isn't you getting on the treadmill and listening to podcasts while you're walking up this Stairmaster or whatever it is your workout is, or you're hiking Yosemite or whatever. This is intense workout, okay? And then you get into a ring and you have to battle out with somebody that I don't know what a Brock Lesnar weighs, but the last time Goldberg was in a ring, he was with Brock Lesnar. And I'm telling you, he's a big boy. And,
I believe you.
And let's, you know, if he's 260, I'd be surprised if he's that light. And then you say, you need to throw this 260-pound meat bag around for 5 minutes.
Oof.
5 minutes. There's no way.
It would definitely take me years to get to that point, if ever.
See, that's where strategy comes in, too, because then you can, you know, use the crowd, use some psychology. You can throw him out of the ring.
That's the best move for you.
It takes time to get out of the ring.
Yeah.
And then it takes time to fight outside of the ring.
Hopefully it takes 1 minute to get back in
the ring. Yeah. Right. So
yeah,
there's a lot of things. There's a lot of tricks up our sleeves. And I can tell you the guy that I'm working with is one of the best, and he's a pro, and I'm very much looking forward to it, man. Hey, if it wasn't scary, then it wouldn't be fun doing, right? It's like speed, right?
Yeah. You know? It's like, look, the Goodwood Hill climb, right? It's scary. You're nervous getting into it.
You know,
and
the vehicle that I'm driving is a little older than, you know, you know, I don't have. Yeah. So, I mean, there's just so much that goes into it. I can't even begin to describe to you guys and the audience. I mean, like what's going through my head, you know, once I got that phone call and once I decided to do it, it's like, it's a totally different deal, man. And you're like, man, am I really, really doing this again?
Yeah.
Do I want to do this again? Can I do this again? And then you're like, shut the hell up. Yeah, you're doing this.
You're doing
again,
it.
And you're sure as shit can do it. You know, so my 15 minutes of warm up that you do stretching,
yeah,
mine is talking myself into being that guy so that I can get in the gym and lift like that guy, as opposed to the guy who picks weeds and drives his Kubota all day.
And how does something like this come down? Does a buddy at WWE give you a call? Does Vince McMahon give you a call? Or they reach out to your guy, Barry. We love Barry, your agent. And he calls you up and he's like, Bill, I got an idea for you. You're going to love this. I got a call from Vince McMahon or his people, and this is going to be fantastic. You're going to love this. Sit down. Can't wait to tell you about it. You're going back in the ring.
It's not nearly that Hollywood. I can't paint that beautiful picture for everybody out there. I get a text from one of the guys in the office, and they said someone would like to speak with me, and was I free? And I actually wasn't. I was at lunch with my family. So we talked the next day, and you know, you get that 24-hour period going through your head, what the hell do they want? And so, you know, then the phone call took place, and then let the games begin, pretty much.
And then how's Wanda feel about all this? Gage is still young. He's going to be like, this is fantastic, Dad. You're going to go in there and kick ass. Wanda's take is, this is fantastic. You're going to go in there and kick ass?
Wanda's take is, this is fantastic. I can redo the kitchen.
<That's>, right? Yeah, this is good.
Probably her. That's her take on it.
All right.
You know, I get a new saddle. I don't know. She's my wife, man. She's behind me 100%.
Well, she's, guys, if you remember, Wanda's a former stunt woman as well and stunt driver, so she understands what it's like to have a physical career. You know, she understands.
And if it was something I couldn't attain, then I'd look ridiculous. And, you know, she's my sounding block, man. I mean, she ain't going to lie to me. She's, unfortunately, sometimes she's brutally honest. So,
yeah. All right, guys. Well, we're going to talk about some car stuff as well. I'm just fascinated by the whole process. It's such a big thing. It's a significant thing. Plus, the location is going to be exciting. So I just wanted to touch on that a little bit. Let me tell you guys about Geico. You've heard us talk about this before. You know, everybody's got a to-do list. You drop off your dry cleaning. You pick up some milk. And now you can save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. And you don't have to drop off or pick up anything. Just go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Too bad they don't offer wrestling insurance.
They got the best commercials, man.
They do. They're so much fun.
I'm telling you, they're hilarious.
So if you guys need some extra money in your pocket, this is the most rewarding to do you can do today. Be sure to check out geico.com. And so I'm sure you guys have been hearing the news at this point. We talked last week about the Helifant crate engine. Well, the engine is sold out. They were doing pre-orders on the, I think, on the Mopar website, and within 2 days, they stopped doing the pre-orders because they got everybody's jumping on them. Now, you know, the crate engine world is much different than the new car world. It's not going to be 40,000, but all indicators are pointing to around 100 pre-orders. So 100 elephant engines have been ordered, and I don't know if they've all been allocated for stuff or people just want to get on the list. Hopefully you got on there, Bill.
No and yes.
For a elephant or two, who knows?
They'll probably have a elephant of sorts.
Okay. Well, they're probably going to open up the list again at some point, but that's impressive. A $30,000 engine with 1,000 horsepower and 950 pound-feet of torque, 100 of them sold out.
I mean, who would have thought, dude? Whoever would have thought? 5 years ago, would you have thought this?
I don't know, because it's a badass engine, but it's a pricey engine at this point. I mean, $30,000.
Well, it's a pricey engine, and we live in California, and I was just in Texas.
Yeah.
The other day. And I'm telling you, I haven't gotten gas here in a couple of days, but I think it's like a $2 difference.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, believe me.
That elephant's going to suck it like nobody's business.
You know, all the press vehicles that we drive out here, they're all fairly high performance. So it's all 91 octane. It's not, what I mean is, it's all the Supreme gas. It's not the 87. I know that a lot of the country, you guys listening, you got the good 93 stuff, but we have 91 out here, and that's the best we can get. And I always fill up all the cars on 91 to get the best performance we can out of them. And it's more than $4.50 a gallon now. I'm not sure where it is with everybody else, but
$2. That's $2 more than where I was in Texas.
Yeah. It seemed like it wasn't that long ago where it was that price.
So taking that into consideration,
yeah,
that's not even, it's truly not a factor. If you're spending $30,000 on a 1,000 horsepower, you know, trade engine, you've obviously got to attach it to something. So you got to add another $50,000 to it. So you're going to be in, you know, $100,000 for a badass car.
Oh, easily, so, easily.
You know, and it's not going to be a car they're going to be driving every day, so these people aren't going to care about it.
Ooh, if you had a guess, I don't know when the release date, these are pre-orders, but if you had a guess, how many of the 100 elephant engines that have been pre-ordered are going to show up at SEMA in a SEMA vehicle?
Oh, I know of a number of them already.
Yeah, there's going to be at least 10, right? There's going to be at least 10 of them.
I would bet a quarter of them.
Yeah. They probably could be 20, 25, but I got to imagine at least 10 of them up there. You know, like who knows if they're going to run or they have the electronics package or something all dialed in, but cars are going there. You know, it's SEMA.
You know as well as I do that none of that shit matters at SEMA. I mean, if it looks like it's about to run, then it just needs to be presentable.
Yeah. Yeah. Just needs to make it there, towed or whatever. So it's, I don't know. It's going to be interesting, but anyway, badass engine. Hopefully you can do something cool with it as well. And I'd like to see a bunch of them at SEMA. Let me tell you guys about this, this deal with the trains we've been telling you about. Trains, you need to stop because these things can't. It can be frustrating if you're running late to find yourself stuck at a railway crossing. If the signals are going and the train's not there yet, you can feel tempted to sneak across the tracks. Well, listen, don't do it ever. Trains are going faster than you expect. It can take a train over a mile to stop. And what used to be your car is just a crushed up hunk of metal on it. Can't imagine what's going to happen to you on the inside. So definitely just stop.
Don't be a dumbass. Yeah,
just stop. Just take a minute. I was out with a buddy the other day and we were sitting there waiting for the train and it was taking a long time. And then right when we started seeing the end, we heard the horn and one came the opposite direction and had like another 40 cars. I was like, it's fine. Let's just wait. And then we literally started talking about this spot going, hey, let's just stop. Trains can't. So we're literally talking about this. So listen, if the signals are on, the train is on its way. Just remember one thing. Trains can't stop. So you stop. Trains can't. So
they can stop. Yeah. It just takes them about a mile to do it.
Oh, yeah. It's going to take forever to do it. So here's a little update on the M3. The update is not much going on. A friend of mine, right after we record this, I'm going to meet with him. And I'm going to grab the computer that he took out of the M3. I'm going to see if I can get the computer fixed up a little bit to to get it fired up. And then we've been talking with a company about doing a standalone EFI system. And as I mentioned to you guys before, it needs to piggyback onto the existing computer. So I can have the existing computer handle things like cam timing and things like that. And then our standalone ECU can handle like ignition and spark and air fuel ratio and stuff like that. So it's a project that's going to take a minute to do. But the news about the new M3, talking about a new M3 in 2020, and the new M3 could be all-wheel drive. It could be an updated version of the 3-liter twin-turbo inline six that's currently in the X3M. Excuse me, the X3M and the X3M competition model, which could potentially mean the new M3 all-wheel drive with probably around 480 horsepower in the base, and the competition model probably about 510, which could be interesting. So the question is, how do you guys feel about an all-wheel drive M3? And I assume when we say M3, we're going to be getting an M4 as well, because the M3 is the sedan and the M4 is the coupe. Interesting, right? Like, all-wheel drive seems to be the way people are going. We have Dodge Challenger all-wheel drives. We don't necessarily have Hellcat all-wheel drive, but we have Challenger all-wheel drives. We have GTR all-wheel drives, Porsche Turbos. Like, we've got more and more of these things that are all going toward
all-wheel drive. I bet you'll see some all-wheel drive Dodges at SEMA, maybe.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure people are going to get the all-wheel drive. Like, why wouldn't they try, right? Like, get by the Challenger all-wheel drive and pull out the engine and see if you can put in one of the Helifant engines and see if it blows up the drivetrain or not.
Hello. Yep.
Well, speaking of Dodge, I'm going to remind you guys, it's Dodge Performance Days, where we can celebrate speed, power, and performance. And that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burnt rubber with a Dodge Charger, which has available best-in-class 485 horsepower. That's unless you have one of Bill's chargers, then it's a lot more than that.
And, yeah.
So speaking of all-wheel drive, we were talking before about driving the Jeep Trackhawk, and we were talking about how the Trackhawk, that drivetrain, can handle a lot of power. Now, we already have a Dodge Durango SRT, but nothing with the real high horsepower. So,
but now,
right. So if you guys have heard of One Lap of America, One Lap of America is this, this racing program that goes on, and they go from track to track over the course of like a week, I think. And the cars drive from
that
one to the other. It actually sounds awesome.
We need to do that.
It is such a great, event to like pair up with a buddy and do things with. And, there's guys out there with Challengers, guys out with their Mustangs, and it seems like a real fun event. It's a time commitment for sure, a little bit like Power Tour is. And the manufacturers are starting to get involved. I want to say BMW was out there with like an X5M at one point, and Jeep had a Trackhawk out there. Well, Dodge brought what they call the Dodge Durango SRT Pursuit. And they took an SRT Durango, and they swapped in the Red Eye engine, the 797 horsepower Hellcat Red Eye engine, which I love that idea, in a big SUV. And they kind of, I don't know, kind of like stickered it up and painted it up like a cop car kind of thing. Yep. It's kind of interesting. So check it out. 797 horsepower. And it's sitting on big 11-inch wide wheels, I believe, all around, 305-millimeter tires on all the way around. And they upped the brakes. They got big 15 3/4-inch front calipers with six piston front rotors, if you will, and six piston calipers, and then the 13.78s in the back with the four piston. And it's pretty much a same setup as the Trackhawk, but in the larger Durango. It has to have a roll cage in it. It has to have harnesses in it, and it's probably got a great exhaust system and make it a little bit louder and stuff like that, which is kind of neat. But because they want you to, like, I don't know if it's in the rules. I'd have to check. I don't know if it's kind of like drag week, hot rod drag week, where you drag race your car, but you have to literally drive your drag race car to the next event. You can bring your tires and stuff with you, but you could tow like a little trailer or something. But the drag race car, there's guys who are on 8 seconds out there. They have to go from track to track. I think One Lap of America is kind of the same. You have to drive your racing vehicle from track to track.
Yeah.
So
Musto's doing it right now, and he's driving one of the red eyes.
Yeah, he's driving a red eye, and I saw that too. So I love that the Dodge Durango, the SRT Pursuit, they gutted the interior for the most part to reduce weight, but the front seats are still the heated and cooled seats that come from it. You know, they're like, because why not? You're going to go track to track. Why not be comfortable? And then just strap in with the harness belts when you hit the track. So anyway, unfortunately, you're not going to be able to buy this.
Did you have to really magnify that part of the story as I'm waiting on my seat rails for these Sparco seats to go in my Challenger?
Yeah.
And I'm only pissed off because they're not going to be heated. You had to say that, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. You could look, you wanted the lightweight carbon fibers. What you need to do is take the stock seats out of there and hook up some sort of a 12-volt power to it or do the converter and just put them in your garage. Put them in your gym. Put them next to the fridge. You said you got to gain some weight. Just sit in the heated seats, in your SRT seats in your gym before your workout. Loosen up the muscles a little bit.
I've got more seats from the Demons and the Challengers sitting in my garage that I could have a dining room table.
That would be fantastic. Do just a big SRT dining room table. All right, so we're pushing for time. We're going to have to let this place go soon, but let me tell you guys a little
Hold on 1 second. Before you get into the ad, have you seen Aston Martin's new hypercar?
Oh, is it Valkyrie? Is that
Dude, they're making 12 of them, $3.2 million. It's an F1 car, basically for the street. It revs to 11,000 RPM.
Oh, yeah, I read about that, the engine.
Oh, my God, that car is fantastic looking.
Yeah. What kind of payday are you getting in Dubai? Just wondering if the Aston Martin's on your list.
Well, it's surely not on my list, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But, man, I'm just telling you, sometimes you see these cars and, you know, I'm not going to say supercars are a dime a dozen right now, but there's a lot of them that look kind of the same.
Yeah.
This thing is absolutely jaw-dropping.
You know, when you listen to the show on Friday, Adam and I talk about the Porsche 917 concept car. The Porsche 918 is the most recent, I guess, previous generation, but the most recent supercar by Porsche. And Porsche is saying the next supercar could be based on their 917 concept car from
That'd
a few years ago.
Unbelievably awesome.
And it is badass looking. Yeah, it is a really cool, badass looking thing. And now Porsche's comments were, we want to do a supercar because we can start with a clean sheet of paper. They're like, we already have the 911. We keep evolving the 911. But with a supercar, we don't have to do that. We can do kind of whatever we want. And we can pay homage to one of our legacy cars or do something fresh. And it'll probably be some sort of electric or hybrid electric kind of supercar, which is interesting. And I'm sure the Aston Martin is going to be similar.
Yep, it is. It's 1,190 horsepower because of it.
And if you haven't seen the I think I got a photo of it when I was at the New York Auto Show. The Koenigsegg Jesko? I think it's the Koenigsegg Jesko. It's a cool-looking supercar, but when you look at the way the rear wing is attached, the rear wing is in the rear wing location, but the attachment points don't go down to like the trunk lid or even rear bumper area. They actually extend forward almost through like the rear glass of the cockpit, and it makes me think that it's articulating. Maybe the whole wing just goes up and down on a giant like pivot arm. It's kind of cool. I'd love to see that car in motion. Right now, they have their first one or whatever. They're touring it around with New York Auto Show and it's doing the European shows and stuff. But that thing's pretty badass as well. And when you really get into the brain of Christian von Koenigsegg, I believe his name is. Just a super smart guy. And he's like, we're doing carbon fiber here. We're reinventing a V8 engine that doesn't have, you know, push rods or valve springs. And, you know, we've invented our own carbon fiber wheel. And he's just like really, really smart engineers over there. So I like seeing that kind of stuff. Every time you see a video of him like talking about a product or anything documentary style, I recommend you watch it because the guy's a mad scientist. Yeah, cool stuff. Thanks for bringing up the Aston Martin because I forgot about that, and that thing's a badass thing.
It's really cool.
Let me tell you guys a little bit more about Zycoat. DIY high temp resin-based polymer coating that reduces radiant heat by 90%. It's about one third of the cost of ceramic coating as well. This tech was developed by the aerospace industry to coat jet engines where temps can exceed 1,800 degrees. Tune in on Friday as well. We're gonna have Tim McCarthy from Zybar call in. He's gonna tell you about some new stuff he's got going on. This is not insulation. This is a special formula that increases the rate of exhaust gases that exhaust gases pass through, lowering surface temperatures as well. Coating your headers, manifold, and exhaust system with Zybar increases horsepower and performance. CarCast listeners can receive a 15% discount plus free shipping. For all online orders, just enter promo code CARCAST when you purchase at Zycoat.com. That's Z-Y-C-O-A-T.com, Zycoat.com, promo code CARCAST. Get a 15% discount plus free shipping on all those online orders. So,
With all this food, I'm experiencing excess exhaust gas myself.
Great. all right, so you've got 7 weeks of stretching and hardcore training. And, when you come up here, let me know when you're coming up here. We're going to come – I want to check out one of these training sessions. We should give Austin a call, see what he's up to.
Oh, absolutely.
See what he's doing.
You and me and Austin and CT and his son training next to each other, that man is going to be a video I cannot wait.
We got to get one of these guys over here to either hand me a recorder or come down with us. Maybe we can record a little conversation.
It's all set up, buddy. All we got to do is show up.
We got to do a little podcasting while we're down there as well. In between workouts. All right. Speaking of workouts, I'm trying to kick this cold, so I'm still gonna hit the gym. That's my thing. I like to just kind of sweat it out, I guess. So.
Rest is your friend. Rest and food, and yep. Don't run yourself down because your immune system is working overtime right now, little buddy. So.
Thanks.
And do the right thing.
This is what happened. Was like 2 weeks ago in New York. I got like a super sore throat and I just been hitting like the Zicam and the vitamins and just trying to fight it off. And like 2 weeks of like 20-25% cold this past weekend, just like my body's just like, there's no more immune system left. And it just went to full effect. And I was like, okay, but at least I'm not traveling and trying to do a live show in New York. But I'm good. I'm going to give it 3 days, and then I'm going to pretend I don't have a cold anymore, and it's going to be a mental game. That's how I like to deal with it. But all right, buddy. Thanks.
You can do it. You can do it.
Thanks for calling in. Thanks for not lifting weights in the middle of the clanking weights in the middle of the podcast. Nice and quiet over there today. Love that.
Yeah, take a break. All
right, so we will chat with you next week, but keep in touch on when you're coming up here for a training session because if we can record a live show, in person, we'd love to do it. All right, guys, thank you so much. And until next time, keep the air in the spare and the bag in the wheel.
For the latest updates and call-in times, follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at CarCast Show. If you'd like to write in, fill out the form on CarCastShow.com. And don't forget to give us a nice rating on iTunes. CarCast is a Corolla Digital production and is produced by Chris Loxamana. For more information, visit CarCastShow.com.
When When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.